The House of Representatives this afternoon resoundingly approved the $87 billion President Bush has sought for military and reconstruction needs in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Senate approved the bill as well after defying the president last night by requiring that half the reconstruction money for Iraq be repaid. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The House vote approving the $87 billion emergency outlay was 303 to 125. The outcome was similar to that chamber's vote 1 year and 1 week ago, authorizing the use of force in Iraq. Shortly before the vote, Majority Whip Roy Blunt declared today's vote was all about showing a commitment both to Iraq and to the U.S. forces there.
This is exactly the moment when this House should step forward, when our country should step forward and show we have a commitment that will not stop. The message we send to others in the international community who can help needs to be sent today.
A majority of House Democrats, though, voted against the money for Iraq. Some objected on the grounds that all $87 billion will have to be borrowed, deepening already record deficits. Others said the Bush administration has failed to lay out a plausible plan for Iraq, a point made by Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
And if there was a plan, it's a failure. And if it's a plan, nobody knows what it is. And if it's a plan, it did not take into consideration the risks in post-war Iraq and therefore properly protect our troops.
In the Senate, where a separate $87 billion bill was approved 87-12, Alaska Republican Ted Stevens also invoked the troops, but he did so trying to widen support for the bill.
Those who vote against this bill will be voting against supporting our men and women in the field. They're still in harm's way. There's too many people still being killed in Iraq, but they're being killed because there's too much confusion over there. There's not the ability to bring about the control we should have.
Many Democrats were clearly uncomfortable about opposing a bill aimed mainly at funding U.S. troops. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle, who's seeking re-election next year in South Dakota, announced this morning he would reluctantly vote for the $87 billion bill.
I will vote for it because I want to ensure that as we consider the needs of the troops in particular, that those needs are realized and can be addressed.
Daschle said he remained troubled by the $20 billion the bill provides for reconstruction projects in Iraq. Last night, 8 Senate Republicans joined Democrats to defy President Bush and make half the Iraq reconstruction money a loan to be repaid with that country's future oil revenues. Kansas Republican Sam Brownback is one of those who voted for the loan. And today he acknowledged that because the House has no such loan in its bill, the provision could be eliminated when the two bills are reconciled next week in a House-Senate conference.
I'm afraid without it, it may end up being a partisan vote in the Senate, which is not a good sign to send around the world or across the country.
But Senate Majority Whip Mitch McConnell said today that even without the loan provision, a final version of the bill would pass on a big vote.
I'm very optimistic that at the end of the day, this package will be in a form that will not hamper the president in the donor conference next week.
That donor conference begins in Spain next Thursday, and McConnell acknowledged it will be a push to get the final version of the $87 billion bill before then to the president's desk. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.